This is John Naughton. I'd like to take a few moments of your holiday season to share some thoughts with you. This is a time of peace on earth to men of goodwill. It's the time of year in which we give thanks for our blessings and look forward expectantly to what a new year may hold. It's a happy time, a season that holds deep meanings and bright promise. Our homes and our families seem to mean more in the holiday season. Friends and friendships are more valued. Our purpose in life more subject to appreciation and examination. It is particularly appropriate now, it seems to me, to review the things that are right with our land and our lives. Not all is perfect, but not all is wrong. We have relative peace, relative prosperity, and we have made real progress. This country has a great capacity to heal those wounds it may suffer. Made up of many different ethnic, religious, and cultural backgrounds, the American people have demonstrated again and again their strength and vitality, their ability to keep building a better world for themselves and the rest of mankind. In this season, we recall associations with our colleagues and our fellow workers. And these relationships, day in and day out, are warm and satisfying. We happen to be in a business where competition is fierce and pressures run high. We strain our talents and put in long hours, and even so, the rewards are not automatic. We all realize, however, that the high pitch of our activity reflects the pace and the importance of our business, not our competitiveness with each other. I hope you join me in the feeling that for all its demands and its pressures, the car and the truck business is the best there is. Because we spend so much time at work, it is inevitable that among our business associates, we develop friendships that enrich our lives. There are great opportunities ahead for us in the new year. Together, we can seize them and profit by them. Together, we can prosper. And so it is this unity of effort that is worthy of our reflection in this Christmas season. Christmas is the season of giving, meant to celebrate the spirit of giving. And there can be no doubt that the greatest gift of all is the gift of ourselves. You can be sure that I recognize that the great demands placed on us frequently rob us of the time we would like to spend with our families. This is the high personal cost of our business. And may I express my appreciation for the understanding your family has given, and let me ask for their continued support, which is so essential to our job performance and more important to our own fulfillment. And so for the coming holidays and for the year ahead, my wife Peggy and I and the children offer our deep and personal good wishes for your health, your happiness, and for a great 1969.
Roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe will help to make the season bright. With their eyes all aglow, will find it hard to sleep tonight.
They know that Seth is on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh.
And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly.
And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.